Let's ride. Design of an adaptive tricycle system for client with cerebral palsy. E. Hoskin 1, 2, A. Alvarino 1, K. Clark 1, I. Frieda 1, C. Lawrence 1, T. C. Davies 1, 2, 1. Department of Mechanical and Materials Engineering, Queen's University, 2. Building and Designing Assistive Technologies, BDAT, Lab, Queen's University. Introduction. Cycling has been proven to be a beneficial form of physical therapy for people with cerebral palsy, CP, because it improves coordination and balance, 1, strengthens muscles, and improves bone mineral density, 2, in addition, having access to recreational activities such as cycling has been shown to positively influence self-esteem and quality of life in people with disabilities, 3, the client, a 17-year, old female with Gross Motor Function Classification System Level 3 Spastic CP wished to ride a tricycle but could not find one that accommodated her leg length discrepancy and severely limited flexibility in her knees and hips. The client's right leg was 3.5 centimeters shorter than her left. Both knees were limited to 61% of typical knee flexion, calculated based on the average person at the 50th percentile, and the right and left hips were limited to 66% and 62% of typical hip flexion respectively. A summary is provided in Table 1, 4. From a young age, the client had ridden an upright adapted tricycle by Rifton equipment for therapy and recreation. She outgrew her Rifton tricycle at the age of 14 and an adult-size semi-recumbent tricycle. By Freedom Concepts, the ASR 2011 as shown in Figure 1, was donated to her. However, the adjustability of the tricycle was limited and she was unable to complete a pedal rotation, which prevented her from riding. During the past 3 years, she has attempted modifications to this tricycle while also testing many adapted tricycles on the market. She has been unable to complete a full rotation on any of the tricycles. She sought help from the university to adapt her Freedom Concepts tricycle to allow her to ride. The purpose of the project was to adapt the client's semi-recumbent tricycle to allow her to ride. The design criteria included independent cycling for at least 30 minutes at a time, low cost, and ease of maintenance for a non-technical parent. This paper outlines the design process used to solve this problem. Methods Design Team. The design team consisted of 4 final-year mechanical engineering students at Queen's University in Kingston, Canada. The team was advised by the client's physical therapist, an occupational therapist, and 2 faculty supervisors. The physical therapist advised on the client's abilities, the occupational therapist advised on testing protocol and functional needs, and the faculty supervisors advised on the engineering design topics. Stationary bicycle test rig design. The client's tricycle had pre-existing built-in features to allow for some customizability. Unfortunately, these adaptable features were insufficient to meet the client's needs. The students were unable to find any evidence of customized tricycle adaptations by teams other than B tricycle providers. To inform the design of the tricycle adaption, a test rig that mimicked a stationary bicycle and allowed for different pedal and seat configurations was designed to gather information about the client's cycling abilities. To benefit a greater population, the test rig was designed to be suitable for people with CP at Gross Motor Function Classification System, GMFCS, Levels I, 3 who were at least 16 years of age. At this age, gym class is often no longer mandatory in schools and exercise equipment is no longer subsidized. Meeting this target ensured that the test rig was designed for individuals who weigh up to 85 kilograms and are between 118 and 182 centimeters tall. 5. The test rig, as shown in Figure 2, allowed us to quickly test different combinations of seat height and angle, horizontal and vertical positioning of the crankshaft, crank length, and crank type, single or double jointed. Figure 3 shows the custom, double jointed crank design. All adjustments to the test rig positioning could be performed in under 5 minutes. In addition, the rig incorporated a resistance mechanism to ensure that it mimicked cycling accurately. Each component of the test rig was analyzed for normal stresses due to axial loads and bending, shear stresses, and buckling. It was found that if an 85-kilogram person were to sit on the rig, there would be a safety factor greater than 5 in all components, due to the concern of tipping backward and/or sideways. A moment analysis was conducted about the furthest point behind the client, and the leftmost and rightmost points on the base. It was found that due to the extended base and trusses designed into the support structure, the test rig was in no danger of tipping unless the user's torso leaned 60 degrees to the side of the rig. This is not possible while using the seat and seat belts incorporated into the design. Stationary bicycle test rig procedure to begin. The client was asked to sit in a series of seat tilts until she felt comfortable and secure. This seat tilt was used for all pedal and crank configurations to minimize the requirement for adaptations to the tricycle. The pedal height and distance relative to the seat were started in the exact location as the client's tricycle. From there, the crank configurations, length of the cranks in single or double jointed, and positioning of the crankshaft relative to the seat in both vertical and horizontal directions were altered one at a time until the client was able to pedal comfortably. This process took 2 hours, and yielded one configuration in which the client was able to pedal smoothly and comfortably. At each orientation, the client was asked to rate her physical exertion in each leg and describe any discomfort or difficulty, muscle fatigue or tightness, pinching, pain, etc. Results. Stationary bicycle test rig results. It was determined that the client's required seat tilt was 15 degrees, the position of the crankshaft needed to be raised 5 cm, and the client required custom double-jointed cranks. Figure 3 shows the custom, double-jointed crank design. For the left leg, cranks 1 and 2 required lengths of 9.5 and 8 cm respectively. For the right leg, cranks 1 and 2 required lengths of 6.5 and 8 cm respectively. All crank lengths were measured from the centers of the points of rotation on the cranks. In addition, it was found that the size of the seat slightly impeded the client's hip extension, indicating that some material needed to be removed. In the most successful test rig configuration, the client was able to pedal at 45 revolutions per minute for 2 minutes. The client rated her physical exertion at 2/10 and said that she could keep pedaling for 30 minutes if required. Tricycle adaptations. The adjustments to the tricycle were as follows. The seat tilt was adapted using the adjustability already available on the client's tricycle. Custom cranks were machined and installed to the existing bottom bracket. As shown in Figure 3, the existing pedals were attached to the cranks. The bottom bracket was raised 5 cm by attaching it to a different part of the tricycle frame. As shown in Figure 4, material was removed from the seat, as shown in Figure 5, to allow for greater hip extension. The adjustments allowed the client to ride independently for 2-3 kilometers, or 30-60 minutes twice per day for therapy and recreation. The cost of the adjustments was under $200 Canadian, including all materials and labor for 2 design iterations. Discussion. Stationary bicycle test rig. The challenging portion of adapting the client's bicycle was not the design of the adaptations themselves, but gathering the data to be able to modify the design effectively. Given the client's very limited flexibility and leg length discrepancy, there are a limited number of adaptations that would be successful. For these reasons, the test rig proved to be crucial in the design process. The test rig can be used in the future to aid in the design of bicycle adaptations for other users. Although we are satisfied with the wide ranges of size and height that the test rig can accommodate, it was designed to specifically accommodate the seat from the Freedom Concepts tricycle. For the test rig to aid a larger population, it should be altered to accommodate seats from a number of different adaptive bicycles. Additional populations that could benefit from the test rig include lower limb amputees, people recovering from knee or hip surgery, or anyone with a reduced range of motion in their lower limbs. Tricycle adaptation. The goals of the project were to produce an adaptation to the client's tricycle that would allow her to cycle independently for at least 30 minutes at a time, was relatively low cost, and simple to maintain. The client has been able to cycle for up to an hour at a time, and the client's family is able to maintain the bicycle. Under $200 Canadian were spent on implementing the adaptations to the tricycle. The client is very happy to be riding again, saying in an interview, "It gives me exercise and freedom and my legs work like they are supposed to, and it's really fun. If it wasn't for Karen, physiotherapist, Claire, Queen's professor advising the team, and their team, I wouldn't be riding at all." 6. The client's physiotherapist is also very happy to see the client riding again, saying most kids her age who are at her level of mobility are confined to a power chair and that isn't healthy, and obesity is a genuine concern which affects all areas of health, especially for those with limited mobility. 7. Recommendations for future work. A scoping review should be conducted to determine the gaps in access to recreational exercise equipment. The client's tricycle had pre-existing features to allow for some customizability, but not enough to meet the client's needs. Additionally, the students could not find any evidence of customized tricycle adaptations by teams other than B-tricycle providers. This particular process required an interdisciplinary professional team. Clients who do not have access to such a team may want to ride but be limited in their options. This indicates that there may be a market need for adaptive bicycles with greater customizability. Conclusions: designing and building a test rig to collect information about a client's cycling abilities allowed the development of a customized adaptation to a donated tricycle. These adaptations enabled a client who could not previously cycle and who had very limited flexibility and a leg length discrepancy to cycle for 2-3 kilometers twice per day. With minor modifications, the test rig could be used to inform B-tricycle designs for lower limb amputees, people recovering from knee or hip surgery, or anyone with a reduced range of motion in their lower limbs. A scoping review should be conducted to determine the gaps in access to recreational exercise equipment for people with physical disabilities. Acknowledgements: we would like to thank Dr. Davis, Elizabeth De La Rosa, Karen Forbes and Jan Sneap for advising us, Karen Forbes for bringing the project forward, and Andrew Cowthorpe and Louise Monroe for assisting in implementing the designs. Most importantly, we would like to thank the client and her family for their dedication to the project and patience while we learned. References: 1. Williams, H., and Pountney, T., 2007. Effects of a static bicycling program on the functional ability of young people with cerebral palsy who are non-ambulant. Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology, 49. 522-527 https://doi.org/10.1111j 1469-8749-2007-00522-X 2. Chen, C. L. Chen, C. Y. Lio, M. Y. Chung, C. Y. Wong, C. J. and Hong, W. H. 2013. Efficacy of home-based virtual cycling training on bone mineral density in ambulatory children with cerebral palsy. Osteoporosis International. 24. 1399-1406 https://doi.org/http://doi.org/proxyqueensu.ca 10.1007-S0018-0122-2137-0-3. LaFerrier, J. Z. Teodorsky, E., and Cooper, R., A., 2015, Investigation of the Impact of Sports, Exercise, and Recreation Participation on Psychosocial Outcomes in a Population of Veterans with Disabilities, a Cross-Sectional Study, American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 94, 1026-1034 http://dx.doi.org 10.1097 PHM 0000000000000000263-4. Roach, K. E. and Miles, T. P. 1991. Normal hip and knee active range of motion: the relationship to age. Physical therapy. 71. 656 plus. Retrieved from https://link.gallagrob.com/apps/doc/A1174108/A1?Marku=Queensu Law and City=AONENZ=F7F291OB5. Day, S. M. Strauss, D. J. Vacon, P. J. Rosenblum, L. Chevelle, R. M. and Wu, Y. W. 2007. Growth Patterns in a Population of Children and Adolescents with Cerebral Palsy. Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. 49. 167-171 https://doi.org/10.1111j 1469-8749-2007-00167X 6. Craig, A. 2017. October 24th. On the Road Again. Queen's Gazette. Retrieved from http://www.queensu.ca/gazette/stories/road-again. 7. Mac Alpine, I. Week Standard. 2017. Teenager Gets Adapted Bicycle. Retrieved from https://www.facebook.com/KingstonWeekStandardVideo/148182979860530.